Good morning, Joyce. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine. Thank you.
Thanks for spending some time with us this morning. Tell us a little bit about yourself, where you live, and what you do.
I am, excuse me, I'm a retired state employee. Been retired for 13 years, and I have lived in Mason for 35. Born and raised in Lansing. Have two grown children and two grandchildren and several pets.
I bet now that you're retired, you don't have to worry about dealing with all the issues with being a state worker and how the changes are forthcoming with retirement packages and pay and so on and so forth.
That's absolutely correct.
And tell us about your experience with the American Red Cross here in Lansing.
Well, I had been retired for 3 or 4 years, and I ran into somebody who said, you should volunteer at Red Cross. You'd probably really like it. And so I started volunteering in January of 2000 and got very involved very quickly and just loved the volunteer work. It's all done in disaster services. I have been the disaster action team captain since September of 2001. So when there is a fire, residential fire in one of our counties, I am paged by dispatch at the fire department. There's a day captain and a night captain. So it keeps me involved. I don't spend as much time at the office as I used to, but I do enjoy the work. It's very satisfying.
Talk about your experience at Ground Zero. Where were you when you first found out about what was happening in Manhattan? And talk about your experience from there leading you to your work at Ground Zero.
When I first became aware of it, I had turned the TV on to watch something at 9 o'clock, and I saw the first tower right after it was hit. And I thought, I must have tuned into the wrong station because this wasn't the kind of show that was normally on before my 9 o'clock show. And then, so I saw the second plane hit. And that afternoon, I went to get my hair cut, and my daughter called me and said, don't even tell me you're thinking about going to New York. And I said, I've already called the office and told them I'm available. So I'm a casework supervisor, and they didn't really call caseworkers in until, two or three weeks after the attack. And I went, I believe it was October 3rd, worked four blocks from Ground Zero and supervised the national hotline from 3 to 11 p.m. And that got kind of scary a few times. People were calling in, trying to be reunited with their families, family members who had been lost or who worked in the towers, and people calling in about the anthrax scares. And some folks wanted to know if they could adopt children who were orphaned by the attack. And with the big anthrax scare and the biochem office in Lansing that's supposed to be making the vaccinations, I thought, I would really like to be home with my kids if something happens. Lansing seemed a good place to attack next if we have the anthrax vaccine. But that scare kind of, mellowed after a few days or a week. So I just continued on with my work.
We're talking with Joyce Gingrich, who was a Ground Zero volunteer for the Lansing-based American Red Cross, or at least the Lansing office of the American Red Cross. Joyce, did you get a chance to walk around Ground Zero?
Yes, another girl and I walked down there. It was absolute devastation. Hard to believe that there were two enormous towers that stood in that, where that rubble was. And of course, thinking of the people who weren't rescued, it was awful.
Talk about what you saw and the emotions, not only that you felt, but maybe that you experienced from other people who were around.
Well, even though the emotions ran high right at Ground Zero, it really got to me when I went down to the Family Reunification Center near the Port Authority. They had a long bulletin board, probably a city block long, and people had posted notes on it to their family members who were lost. You know, has anybody seen me? And that would be repeated every, you know, every 8 or 10 feet. But there was one note that was written allegedly by a brand new baby infant girl. It said, "Dear Daddy, you know, I was born on your birthday, and you know, I hope you come home to see me soon." That kind of thing, and it just tore us up. That was the most emotional place, was seeing that board with all those notices of people hunting for their loved ones.
Have you been back since?
Yes, I went back for a second job in January of 2002 for another 3 weeks, and was a casework supervisor in one of the service centers about 7 blocks from Ground Zero.
Talk about that experience. Any unusual or touching stories?
Not so much. Our clients were primarily limo drivers who had lost their business because there were no more people. You know, they couldn't transport anybody to the World Trade Center. So we were helping them with their household expenses, with money donated by the American people. So that was rewarding, but I don't remember any specific incidents.
And when you came back, how did those experiences affect you?
Oh, it affects you forever. I mean, you see such devastation, and you feel for those people who have lost someone or someone was injured. It made me just feel extremely fortunate for what I have. It still does when I see the death and destruction on TV because of 9/11. It's really something. Makes you appreciate even more the things you have.
And finally, as we get so close, tomorrow is the 9-year anniversary of that. How have things changed with the American Red Cross, the training, the events that you train for to react to?
Well, the training, you know, of course, is updated every so often. There are various different functions. There's caseworkers and there's the mass care type of function that provides, you know, shelter and food and delivers it in our IRFs to people. A lot of that hasn't changed. The training, of course, has been updated. And we do try to make sure there are certain classes that every new volunteer is required to take. So it hasn't changed a lot except to update, keep people current.
Joyce, did you work at that fire, that the big fire that took out an apartment building in Lansing?
Which one?
Trapper's Cove?
No, I did not. I did not work at that one. We had 6 or 8 of them about 4 years ago that all happened within about a 3-month period. So I was at several of those, but I did not go to Trapper's Cove a few months ago.
All right, Joyce, just fascinating conversation. Thanks so much for your time, and we look forward to the opportunity to talk with you again. Thank you so much.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.